G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you. Hey, good evening. Welcome to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU. Bears in the consolation bracket of the Stratford Tournament, so they're playing tonight on a Friday night, and they're playing an old familiar foe, the Ava Bears. And the Willow Bears, after that stinging defeat they took on Tuesday night, they need a comeback, Marty.
They do. That's a rough way to start the season, and unfortunately for the Bears, it was kind of the way they ended last season when they played Liberty in the district tournament and had a double-digit lead in the second half and ended up losing. And the same kind of misfortune happened on night one of the 25-26 season when they led Sparta by 15 at the break and led by 15, or at least double digits, 13, I think, about halfway through the third quarter, and then just let things slip away. Yeah. Rebounding was a big contributor, or lack of rebounding was a big contributor for the Bears. They were leading in rebounding at halftime and ended up trailing in that category badly in the second half. So when you give a team multiple opportunities and you get one and done every time down the floor, that usually solves problems. And that's really what happened to the Bears on Tuesday night. And that and just some first game stuff that has to be worked out with who's taking shots, who's getting where, and all those kinks kind of getting worked out and getting back into the flow of an actual basketball game. Of course, they practiced for weeks, but game speed's a little bit different. And maybe saw some dead legs there in the fourth quarter, but
it could have been part of it.
And we don't want to give some credit to Sparta as well. They played a good game, and they came out ready to roll in the third quarter. And that's what the Bears have got to be wary of with the Ava Bears. They don't have maybe as much skill as far as talent goes, but they've got some good ball players that will get after you. We know Coach Jenkins and his teams will always play hard and hustle, and this will be a tough test for the Bears tonight. Ava losing to Stratford in the first round to get here to play the Bears in the consolation bracket tonight. The winner of this game will play Cassville, who beat Buffalo tonight 56-49. Loser will play Buffalo tomorrow in a game nobody wants to necessarily be playing in. That's the seventh place game. That'll be at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then the consolation game will be at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. So the Bears trying to advance to play the Cassville Wildcats in the consolation finals. On the other side of the bracket, it's going to be Stratford and Seymour in the championship game tomorrow afternoon, and Sparta and Mountain Grove will play for third place.
That might be a good game.
Stratford beats Sparta by 12, and then Seymour beat Mountain Grove. That was a game we kind of thought as that was probably going to be the game of the first round, and I think it probably was, or the semifinals anyway. 59-52, Seymour beating Mountain Grove. So Seymour and Stratford in the championship. Sparta and Mountain Grove will play for third, and then we will find out the consolation and seventh place matchup after tonight's game. So Bears needing somebody to step up tonight, play two halves. That's, played a really good first half, and things just fell apart. And that's, we talked to Coach Forrest after the game, and he mentioned that, and we talked about it last year, just that ability or lack of ability from the Bears to close out ball game. Seems to be a continuing problem for the Bears is how do we close games out?
And yeah, you mentioned the two, the one that was on Tuesday night and then the district finale for them last year. But really last year, they had leads in several games that they let get away in the second half. So it's kind of a mental thing, you know. You got to And it's tough to break that. But somehow the Bears got to get out there and give it a go and start fresh tonight. Make it, the season starts again tonight.
Had a couple of nights off and back at it tonight, and then it'll be a quick turnaround regardless, win or lose tomorrow. They're going to have to get right back on the bus in the morning and come to Stratford. Ava, 0-1 on the year. Last year, the Ava Bears were 12-16. Their leading scorer was the final Dalton boy, and he has graduated, and
Isaac
took quite a bit of their scoring with him when he left. So Ava's kind of searching for who is going to step into that role. They've got the Swadesh brothers out there that can definitely provide some scoring, but they're kind of feeling out what they've got as well. And if you'll recall last year, Ava had a bit of a down year, and Willow had a fairly good year, but both games were very close. Willow won the game they played in the Stratford tournament 58-50, and then if you'll remember in the SCA game at Willow, the Bears won it 55-54, a one-point buzzer beater for Willow.
And that was one of those games where they had to lead the whole game.
Yeah, but here come Ava.
The closing
aspect. So that's something the Bears are going to be working on. Getting ready for starting lineups, but before we get to that, congratulations to Coach Cox and the Lady Bears. They won three games this week, and they won the Van Buren Lady Dog Classic with a close one last night against Twin Rivers. 42-40 was the final there. So congratulations to the Lady Bears. They've already got a tournament championship trophy.
That's a good way to start the season.
Trophy case. That's a great way to start the season. They will be at Bakersfield on Monday. So Lady Bears doing good things. Chloe Jones named to the all-tournament team there, and those girls are off to a good start. They're a lot of fun to watch, so I'm sure we'll have some opportunities to watch those. And we've got a couple of games on the radio this year for the Lady Bears as well, so we're looking forward to that. Next games for us will be, again, at Stratford tomorrow, 11 or 12:30. We've got a home game next Tuesday. The Bears are at home to take on Summersville. That'll be the home opener, so be sure and come out for that. And then Friday and Saturday next week, the Bears will be in Springfield playing the Queen City Showcase.
A new thing.
Sounds really fancy. It's against Monette and Catholic. And we're ready for the starting lineups. The Bears in their road maroon tonight with the white trim. They will start number one, senior Colby James. Number two is sophomore Caden Lee. Number three, junior Brady James. Number five is senior Holt McGinnis. And number 15 is junior Brody Thompson. Thompson, McGinnis, Lee, and the James brothers starting five for Coach Forrest and the Bears. For the Ava Bears in their home white with the blue trim, they will start number two, Talon Harville. Number 11 is Grant Swanish. Number 20, Fisher Melton. Number 23 is Kenan Pitts. And number 24 is Brock Swadesh. And Ava is coached by Riley Jenkins of Norwood basketball fame. Ava and Willow, SCA conference foes, are very familiar with each other. Coach Jenkins and Coach Forrest are good friends, and it seems like we play Ava more than anybody else, doesn't it?
It does. We wind up playing them at least three times a year.
They're in the blue and gold, so there's another
opportunity.
potential opportunity there. Colby James will jump.
They're part of the tournament, too.
That's right. Fisher Melton will jump for Ava. Kind of a sparse crowd tonight. The host school, Stratford, not playing tonight, and that definitely affects crowd size here in Stratford. There's the tip won by Ava, and we're underway from Stratford. Bears and Bears. Harville into the front court. It's tipped out of bounds by Colby James, and Ava will have to try it again, but a good early sign is Bears want to turn up the intensity on defense. Ava will inbound, get it up top of the key to Grant Swadesh. Swings it over right side for Pitt. Inside, Melton along the baseline. Missed it. Rebound tip. Loose. Picked up by Pitt. Put it off the glass. No. Rebound Ava. Put it up and in. Grant Swadesh with a basket. Ava got about three rebounds on that sequence. And come away with points. 2-0 Ava. Willow into the front court. McGinnis will give and go back to Colby. Pull-up jumper from the left side. Got it. Got a 10-foot jumper for Colby James, and we're tied at 2 apiece. Marvel moves it into the front court. May have got away with the travel, but gives it up right side to Grant Swanish. Back to Harville up top. Harville crosses it over. Goes right side now up top to Pitt. Put over left wing. Back top of the key for Swanish. Passing game around the three-point arc for the Ava Bears. Now Harville backpedals. Ava will reset. Throw it over right side for Pitt. Left corner for Grant Swanish.
5 seconds on the 35-second clock.
3-2 Got to get a shot off. Harville launches it from the volleyball line. Won't go. And it's tipped. The rebound nearly saved by the Bears and a push on Ava. Grant Swadish going to be called for the foul. And everybody stood around when the horn went off. He got the shot off. It was a live ball, but I think everybody thought it was a shot clock violation.
Yeah.
So we'll give Willow the credit for the rebound and then a foul on Ava. That's our first foul. 2-2 games. Willow into the front court. Caden Lee on the left side. Up top of the key for Thompson. Right side for Colby James. Colby draws a lot of attention. Grant Swadish has got him right now. Work it over left side. Brady James puts the ball on the floor. As Ava starting in a little matchup zone. McGinnis, front of his bench, throws it away. Led James too far. It's picked up by Harville. Harville gets rid of his defender, goes left side for Pitt. Underneath, wide open, shot up and good by Fisher Melton. Melton went back door and nobody saw him. 4-2, Ava. As Lobb and Denny get ready to check in for Ava, Coach Jenkins going to his bench very early. Brody Thompson holds it on the right side, up to Lee. Lee with a head fake, gives to Brady James in the corner for three. It's an air ball, and it's tipped right to Ava. Harville pushes it back in the other direction, gets it across midcourt. Melton's going to drive, right block, shot up and in, and it's 6-2, Ava. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Colby at midcourt to Brady in front of the Ava bench for Brody Thompson back up top. Brady fakes the three, tries to throw it underneath. It's taken away by Swadish. Another turnover for Willow. Brock Swadish with the pick. Into the front court for Pitt. He'll go right side for Melton. Top of the key for Harville. As Ava now tries to drive. Lost the handle on it, picks it up. Gives it back to Grant Swadish at the top of the key. Grant will hold it. Now Brock Swadish goes baseline, flicks it back out. Three ball is no good, and a rebound right to Caden Lee. Sends it ahead for Colby. Colby running in traffic to the block, to the basket, and a foul before the shot. Great make by Colby on the end of that, but it'll be waved off. Foul will be on the floor, and Willow will take it out of bounds, trailing 6-2.
Brock Swadish picks up the foul, so each of the Swadish boys have a personal foul for Ava. Non-shooting foul.
Melton and Pitt come out. Lobb and Denny come in. Melton has been a killer so far for Ava. Colby with a three in the corner, and it's good. Off the inbound, Colby James for three, and the Bears pulled within one. Colby's had all five of the Vera points so far here in the first quarter. We're halfway through. Swadish gives it up left side for Grant Swadish in the corner. Working on Lee. Lee's got him trapped. He throws it all the way cross-court to Harville. Harville pitches it back to Swadish. Grant to the basket, left it short. Colby skies in for the rebound. Colby, three on three, lost the handle on it in the paint. Kicks it over to Brady James in the corner. Brady drives, free throw line, turn away. Jumper is no good. Rebound, Colby James takes it away, puts the shot up, missed it. Rebound, Ava. Lob with the rebound, ahead to Harville. Cross midcourt. Fast-moving game, 3:45 to go, first quarter. Harville drives into the paint, puts up a floater, won't go. Rebound, Ava, put it up, rims out. Swadish can't get it to go, and the Bears clear the board. Ahead to Colby. Colby crosses it over, splits the defense, and gets fouled. That'll be the third foul on Ava here in the first quarter.
No fouls on the Bears.
Ava's, that's their brand of basketball. They're going to play aggressive, and they're going to play tough.
Get players in and out.
Yeah, picking up fouls, but not afraid to do that.
Yep.
Caden Lee will inbound to Brady James. Open jumper is in and out. Rebound tip loose, and Ava's got it. Lob brings it down the floor, lobs it ahead to Melton, who lays it up and in. Or Brock Swadesh, rather. Brock Swadesh with the basket. Ava on top, 8-5. 3:10 to go, first quarter from Stratford. Consolation around. Brody Thompson has it poked away into the backcourt, saves it somehow. Denny had a hand on it, but couldn't come up with the steal. Now Caden Lee, floater on the block, goes up and in off the backboard. Bears will take it and pull to within one. Colby James sent back to harass Ava a little bit, but they'll bring it across midcourt. Denny on the left wing. Thompson out to guard him. Now Denny throws it into the backcourt. That will be a backcourt violation as soon as he touched it. And the Bears will take it over.
First turnover on the Ava Bears.
Brady Friga comes in for the Bears, replacing Thompson. James Dean had come in for McGinnis a moment ago.
So we're seeing a few more players play for the Bears early tonight as compared to the opening night game.
Lee will inbound on the baseline underneath the basket for the Bears. Give it to Colby. Jumper is blocked by Ava, and the Bears from Douglas County move it back down the floor. Harville with his back to the basket, pitches it back to Swadesh, top of the key. Brock Swadesh shuts up, give it back to Harville. Spots for Lob for three, and it's another net. Lob with the no doubt three. Ava's up by four. Lee on the other end with a jumper, won't go. Lob with the rebound. Wants to push it, throws it down the floor to Pitt. Layup, no good. Rebound, James Dean. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ava leading by four. Colby James to Caden Lee for three. Buried it. Big three by Lee, and it's a one-point game.
Lee wide open on the wing that time. Nobody.
The Bears were quick. I like that.
Yeah.
Swadesh up top. Takes a big jump stop. It's tipped away by Brady James, but controlled by Lobs. Throws it on the baseline, and he's out of bounds. Bear ball. Willow Bear ball. And McGinnis back in for James Dean.
Second turnover by the Ava Bears in the first quarter. Willow has two.
90 seconds to go, first quarter. Ava by one. And they've led throughout. Brady James on the right side. As it poked away, gets it back. Shades back to midcourt. He'll fire it over to McGinnis at the logo. Shot clock at 15. Colby, one arm to Lee in front of the Ava bench. Shot clock down to 10. Lee with eight. One arm to Brady James with five. Got to shoot it. Caden Lee with three. Long three. No good. Rebound Friga. Back to Lee. Lee drives it in. Big jump stop. Kick it to Brady James for three. No good. Rebound tip and controlled by Colby James. Colby, big jump stop in the paint. Floater won't go, but he's fouled. Athletic move by the senior. And Colby will go to the line shooting two with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Well, got some offensive board that
yeah,
time.
I'd like
to see that. Bears still trail as far as the rebounds go, but not bad.
First free throw is good. We're tied at 11. And decent shot selection, really, for the Bears. Just weren't able to get anything to go. Colby's second shot is off the front of the rim. No good. Friga, though, battles for the rebound. Kick it back to James. Colby. 30 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. So the Bears will have to take a shot here. Caden Lee. Back to Colby at midcourt. Back to Caden in front of the Ava bench. He'll lob it to McGinnis in the corner. Back to Lee. Lee drives in the paint. Floater off the back of the rim. No good. Ava's there for the rebound. The Blue Bears back the other direction. Gets a lob, throws it underneath. Tipped out of bounds by McGinnis. It'll stay with Ava with 9 seconds left to play. First quarter, shot clock is off. Tied at 11. Harville will inbound. Fakes, now lobs it. Pitts will take a three. No good. Rebound. Ava Swadesh puts it up. Missed it. Frigga there for the rebound. He'll hand it to James. Colby for a long half quarter off the back of the rim. No good. And that'll end the first quarter from Strafford. Bears and Bears, Willow and Ava tied 11 apiece. We'll be back for the second quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter getting underway here at Strafford. Bears and Bears. It's Ava and Willow Springs, and we're all tied at 11. Starts the second quarter. Rebounding in first quarter, 10-8, favor of Ava. Team rebound. Can live with that.
Yeah.
11-11 as we start quarter number two. Here in Strafford, Willow, the Maroon Bears will have the ball. Brady James holds it in front of the Ava bench. He'll put it on the floor, dribble up to the top of the key. Goes to the right wing, now backpedals. He'll hand it off to his big brother, Colby, at the logo. Will drive, picks up his dribble in the corner. Brady for three, no good. Rebound Colby on the baseline. Colby. Try to go up with it, can't. Lobs it back to Lee for three. Missed it off the front of the rim. Ava with the rebound. Pitt working on Brady James. He'll throw it over right side into the corner for Melton. Going to go baseline. Reverse layup is good. Wow, athletic shot by Fisher Melton. Ava back in front, 13-11. And has Willow had a foul yet this game? No.
Not yet.
I didn't think so. It's played 9 minutes. Willow has yet to commit a foul. Caden Lee, top of the key. Brady James going to go baseline. Little floater goes down. And Brady ties us up at 13. Arville, across midcourt. Gives it up to Pitts in front of the scorer's table. Has to go off of his foot, but he's back to get it on the sideline. He'll throw it up to the logo. Big jump step, lob in the paint, put it up. No good. There's foul number one on the Bears from Willow. And lob will go to the line shooting two for Ava.
Brody Thompson, or Frigga rather, picks up the foul.
Jacob Lobb. We don't have the official roster with grades for Ava. The first free throw is no good, but don't remember Lobb from last year. He's got a really good three-point shot. We saw that early. Comes off the bench for Ava. This is his first free throw.
I think maybe they had him on that QR code, but it was tough to find.
We're not huge fans of the QR code programs, I'm just going to tell you. Second free throw is good. And Ava back in front, 14-13. 6.5 to go until halftime. Brody Thompson in the corner. Brody puts it on the deck, picks up his dribble, bounces it to Caden Lee. Lee dribbles with his left into the corner for Brady James. Nice crossover. Gets to the baseline. Now backs it off to Lee. Over to Colby. Colby, pull-up jumper from the top. Won't go. Rebound Brady in the paint. Turner won't go. And the rebound controlled by Ava. Melton with the rebound ahead to Harville. Ava leading by one. Looking for some more here. Swinging around. Three ball by Harville is in and out. Rebound tipped. And controlled by Ava. Missed three. They get a second opportunity. Missed that one from underneath the basket. The miss by Denny. But then taken away by Ava again. And they'll get another crack at it.
Set a turnover.
Steal by Lobb. Yeah, Lobb with the steal. and Ava will have another opportunity. If you have more shots at the basket, you're going to win most of the time. And a nice steal here as Colby just picks off the pass to the left block to the basket. Missed the lay-in. Lots of contact, no whistle. And Ava comes up with the board. They'll one-arm it ahead to Pitts, who lays it up and in. Kenan Pitts puts Ava up by three, 16-13. 5:10 to go in the half. Colby at the logo. Drives right side. He'll hand it off to Lee. Lee back to Brady James. Brady going to drive at the free throw line. Pivots, gives it to his brother on a block. Shot up. Missed it. Rebound Dean. Missed it. Rebound Ava. Lots of contact and no whistles as bodies were flying there. Couldn't get a foul call. Now Ava on the other end. Three by Lob is off the mark. Rebound Willow. Lee down the floor. It's intercepted by Lob. Lob back the other way. He'll throw it ahead to Melton on the baseline. No good on the layup. Dean with the rebound. Ahead to Colby. Colby, one on two. Layup is no good. Tried to do a little too much there. And Ava with another rebound. Harville into the front court. Pace is picked up. Scoring is not. Harville falls down. Ball is loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Off Willow. Probably a really good time for a timeout. Coach Forrest takes one. Halfway through the second quarter, Ava leads Willow 16-13. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Bear Basketball, and it's truly Bear Basketball tonight. Ava and Willow are matched up. Consolation round of the Stratford Tournament, and the boys from the Blue Bears from Ava have the lead 16-13 here in the second quarter. Bears seem to be struggling, Marty. Struggling to find their shots. Yeah, really, the second half of Tuesday has bled over to tonight, and Ava's had lots of opportunities and really could have probably a double-digit lead in this game if they were shooting a higher percentage. But neither team really shooting well right now, but Ava's getting much more opportunities. And Willow's turning the ball over and just really look like they're searching for their identity, which you would expect a little bit of that in the early season, but just haven't clicked yet.
Ava ball as we resume play with 4:13 left to go in the half.
Coach Forrest with the timeout, halfway through quarter number two. Lob in the corner. He'll pick up his dribble. Needs some help. He'll fire it up top of the key for Denny. Denny underneath the basket. Nice move. Puts up a shot. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. And then fires it back to Lob. Lob lost the handle on it, but it goes right to Ava. Melton will clear it back to Harville. Hits on the right side. Baseline floater is short. And the Bears from Willow get a rebound.
Finally.
Lee ahead to Colby. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. It's good. And it's a one-point game. Colby with a basket. And he's had the majority of any kind of Bear offense. Even Lee with a big three. As Ava goes baseline, shot up. No good by Pitt. Missed it short. Willow with another rebound. Colby James clears it out to Brady, who lost the handle on it. And it's an unforced turnover on Willow.
6 turnovers by the Bears already from Willow.
Would have had Brady for an open look for 3 in the corner, but goes through his hand.
Only 2 turnovers for Ava thus far.
3 minutes to go first half. Ava leading 16-15. Melton goes right side, clear it up, top of the key for Harville. Harville, right wing for Denny, back up top to Lob. Lob, spins, baseline, turnaround jumper is no good, and McGinnis clears the board for Willow. Bears get it quickly down to Brady James, throws it into traffic, and the shot up, no good from the baseline. McGinnis gets the rebound, gets blocked, and Ava down the floor to Melton. Melton from the block puts it up and in. Ava back up by three, 18-15, and not seeing any fouls called. Lots of contact under the basket, really on both sides, and just not blowing the whistle. Kane Lee holds it in front of the Ava bench. Brody Thompson top of the key. And the Bears turn it over.
Seven turnovers on the Bears to only two for Ava. And scoring is just dismal here in the second quarter as they've only scored 4 points, the Bears, from Willow has. Been outscored in this quarter 7-4.
Cross midcourt, Harville throws it to Melton on the baseline, or rather lobs. He'll backpedal, now take off on the baseline, lay it up and in. Too easy for Ava that time, and it's their biggest lead of the night at 5. Colby James, nice pass to McGinnis, counted in one. Good drive by Colby, drew the defense, and then found McGinnis wide open. And a chance for a three-point play for Holt. Brady Friga back in for Willett, replacing Thompson. The James brothers, Friga, McGinnis, and Lee, five on the floor for the Bears. Free throw is good. Got a nice roll there. And it's a two-point game. Big three-point play there. Changes a five-point deficit to a two-point deficit late here in the first half. Melton fires it up top to Lobb. Lobb came off the bench, but he has played really well for Ava. He'll tip it to Harville. Harville's pass tipped away, stolen by Lee, but then gets it right back. Harville on the baseline, shot up, no good. Rebound tipped. Friga's got it. Looking for some help. He'll hand it off to Colby. Colby motors down the floor, gets it to Brady. Three ball is good. Flashes home. Another quick transition basket. I think Willow be well advised to try to speed things up a little bit. 21-20, Willow on top for the first time tonight. Harville for three, missed it, and Brady James jumps in to take away the rebound. Under a minute to go in the half. Lee to Colby. Colby takes off, goes to the block, to the basket, puts it up and in. Willow by three. So an 8-0 run for the Bears here in the last minute. This is the offense we expect to see. Harville lobs it ahead to Lobb. Clears it back midcourt for Pitt. Ava works it around the arc. The shot clock is at 20. Game clock is at 25. Lob at the top of the key with his back to the basket. Needs some help. Fires to Harville. Harville going to drive to the free throw line. Puts one up. Won't go. Rebound comes out long. And it's loose.
Scramble
on the floor. And that is a jump ball, I think.
They have been reluctant to call fouls. Only two fouls, team fouls total here in the second quarter.
There were only, what, three or four in the first quarter total. So you're looking at five or six fouls total for the game.
10 seconds on the clock. Shot clock is off, and Ava gets the ball back on the jump.
Inbound. Goes out to Lobb in front of the bleachers. And a charge called on Ava away
from
the
ball.
Yeah, an illegal screen by Tristan Denny, I believe. And Willow will have it with 5.6. A chance to cap off an 8-0 run to end the half here for Willow. Colby gets it with four, with three, with two, passes at the last second, and it goes out of bounds. McGinnis wasn't quite ready for it.
Wasn't expecting it.
And Willow will turn it over. There's 0.1 on the clock. Ava will have to inbound it, but I don't, you can't get a shot off at 0.1. So they won't. They'll just hold it, and that's it for halftime here in the Stratford tournament. Willow and Ava, SCA contest here in Stratford, and Willow leading Ava 23-20 at the break. We'll come back with your stats, give you a little preview for next week when we come back in 3 minutes. Again, Willow leading Ava 23-20 at halftime in the Stratford tournament. Back in three, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you. So why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Bear Basketball here at halftime at Stratford. Consolation bracket of the tournament. Bears from Willow Springs trailed almost all of the first half. Put on a little spurt there at the end of the second quarter. And they've got a three-point lead at halftime, 23-20 over Ava. Ava, scrappy bunch, and making the Bears trying to find themselves offensively. They've done a pretty good job defensively. They've let the Ava Bears get loose for some easy baskets inside. But outside of that, it's been well played by the Bears on the defensive end. Missed some easy shots on the offensive end, or they would have a bigger lead than they do.
Well, and that 8-0 run by the Bears to finish the first half. They were trailing 20-15
by five
with about 2 minutes to play in the half, and just kind of hit the accelerator a little bit, and we saw what the offense can look like. And yeah, the Bears just seem to be kind of struggling to find the right recipe right now and what's going to work. And, you know, Ava's – can't take anything away from Ava, Coach Jenkins, and we've seen – it seems the last few years they always hustle and they get after you and they play a clean game and they're just a tough team to beat.
Fundamentally, they're good. They know what to do with the basketball and where they're going to go and how they're going to run the game. And they like to slow it down a little bit, and the shot clock may kind of hamper that a little bit. But anyway, Ava was in there. Stats going to show that probably the Bears should be trailing in the ball game. Rebounding is close, total for the half. The Ava Bears have 20 rebounds, and the Bears have 18, so it's close in that category.
Categories will take close, really, after the second half of the Sparta game.
Yeah.
turnovers have been as surprising because the Bears have 8 turnovers in the first half, which is really unusual for them. And Ava's only had 3 in that first half. So you look at those two stats and say, well, the Bears probably getting beat. But they have come back from behind to take a small lead here at halftime. Scoring for the Bears, Kobe James has 10 on the night. Caden Lee has 5. Brady James has 5. And McGinnis has 2 for the Willow Bears. For Avon, the other side of the ledger, Melton is leading the way. He's got 8 points, and most of those have been right underneath the basket. He works that baseline and gets open, and he has some easy baskets down there. He's got 8. Lob has 6 for Ava. And then it's 2 for Pitts, 2 for Brock Swadesh, and 2 for the other Swadesh. So that's the way scoring has gone here in the first half of this contest tonight between the two Bear teams.
Tomorrow is the final day for the Stratford tournament, and the Bears need another half to figure out what time they're going to be playing. But we know the other two games, the championship game, will be played at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon between Stratford, the host school, who seems to be in the championship game every year. They played Willow in the championship game last year. Really good game, but Stratford won it. They'll try to repeat that this year. They'll play Seymour. That should be a pretty good game for the championship.
That Seymour team is good.
Third place game, Sparta and Mountain Grove. That'll be an interesting game from a Bear perspective to kind of judge where Mountain Grove is. We know they're a good team as well. And then the Constellation game will be played at 12:30. Cassville will play the winner of this game. And then this tournament actually has a seventh place game to ensure everybody gets 3. That'll be played at 11 o'clock in the morning against Buffalo and whoever loses this game. So that's the rest of the Stratford tournament. Upcoming games for the Bears coming up next week. Tuesday, we will be at home at Mumford Gym to take on the Summersville Wildcats. That's a team we haven't played for the last few years. The Summersville will be in town on Tuesday. And then next Friday and Saturday, it's a new thing for the Bears. It's the Queen City Showcase. That's being played at Greenwood over the course of 2 days. It's a ton of basketball. The Bears will play Monette Friday at 2:30, and then Catholic Saturday at 8:30 p.m. And again, all of those are at Greenwood next Friday and Saturday. So that's our radio schedule for next week. And congratulations once again to the Lady Bears. They are Van Buren tournament champions. Beat Twin Rivers last night 42-40. So congratulations to Coach Cox and the Lady Bears for a championship run in the first week of the season. They'll be at Bakersfield on Monday. And we'll come back for the start of the third quarter in 1 minute. Willow leading Ava 23-20 at the half. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud. Chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Hey, welcome back. Second half about to get underway here at Stratford. Second game of the season for the Willow Springs Bears. They lead it 23-20, and they'll have the ball start this third quarter. Marty?
Starters all back out there for both teams. For the Bears, that's the James brothers, Thompson, McGinnis, and Lee. Colby will bring it across midcourt. Give it to Brady on the right side, up top. Brody Thompson gives it underneath to Colby. Reverse layup won't go. Rebound fought for, tied up, and a jump ball called. And an injured Ava player as one of the Swatishes. Look, that's Grant Swatish is holding his ankle, and the trainer going to come out to look at Swatish.
I believe on the jump ball, Ava will have the ball as we when we resume action.
Bears go over to their bench.
It don't look like it should take long, but maybe it will.
They're going to take their time and take a look at Swatish over on the baseline. So we'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be back for action. Scratch that. Sorry, Jack. I know you were ready, but Swatish being helped off the floor. It didn't look that serious, but then as it kind of progressed, it looked like maybe he was having more trouble than we first believed. And as he comes off, not putting any pressure on that left ankle.
Yeah, maybe worse than we thought.
And that's a tough blow for Ava. Grant Swatish, one of their starting leaders on this team, will be out to the bench, and he is in quite a bit of pain.
He is. Ava ball.
All right, so Coach Jenkins will make an adjustment there, and Jacob Lobb will check quickly back into the game. Bears from Willow will give a little pressure down the floor. Little half-court trap looks like, as now Ava gets it across the timeline. Lobb picks up his dribble, gives it up to Pitt. Pitt up top to Brock Swatish, looking for Lobb, gets it back to him. Lee playing good defense on Jacob Lobb. Now takes a screen. Lobb picks up the dribble, fires it, and Colby James picks it off. Colby with the interception, 2-on-2 to the basket. Left it short. Rebound Brady put it up. No good. Rebound McGinnis put it up. No good. Rebound Holt again put it up and in. Holt McGinnis has really improved his game underneath the basket. Showed some strength there, and the Bears from Willow go up by 5. Bob dribbles into the paint. Off-balance jumper banks it in.
That's quite a shot.
Wasn't pretty, but it went down. Back to a three-point advantage for Willow. Colby to Brady. Left side for Lee. Lee, Brady James up top for 3. Missed it short. Colby with the rebound. Turnaround jumper is good. Rims in. And Willow back up by 5. And seems to be playing with some more confidence after going on that big run to end the first half. Swatish drives in to the block to the basket. Layup is good. Good move by Brock Swatish. And it's back to a three-point game. Colby across the timeline. Kicks it to Brady. Brady dribbles into the paint. Gives it up to Lee at the logo, and Caden will reset. Over to Colby. Brady in front of the Willow bench. Back up top. Colby open 3. No good. Wide left. And Melton clears the rebound for Ava. All the way down the floor, the pass is over the head of Swatish and out of bounds, and a rare turnover for Ava.
Yeah, only their fourth turnover of the game.
5:50 to go, third quarter. 3-point lead for the Willow Bears. Colby across midcourt. Swatish comes up to pick it off. Swatish tips the pass away. Back comes Ava with a chance to pulled within 1 or tie it up. They get it down low and a foul called on Willow as Pitt trying to get in position on the block. He'll go to the line shooting 2 free throws. And the foul will be on
Caden Lee.
Caden Lee.
His first.
Winner will play Cassville tomorrow at 12:30. Loser will play Buffalo at 11 tomorrow morning. So if you want to sleep a little later, Bears from Willow wanting to get a win here. McGinnis checks out. James Dean comes in. First free throw is missed by Pitt. Second one is up and no good. Missed them both, but Melton with the rebound. Takes off, goes to the basket, high off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, clears it back to Harville for 3. Got it. And we're tied at 27. Great sequence by Ava. They missed their free throws, but rebounding gives them multiple opportunities, and they cash in with a big 3. Colby at the logo. Tie game, 27 apiece. Lee puts it on the floor. Gets to the free throw line, to the basket. Runner won't go. Rebound tipped. Brady had it, but he is on the baseline, and it's Ava Ball. Then he comes back in for Ava. As Grant Swadesh still on the end of the bench with his ankle being attended to. Harville gets to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, needs some help. Little backdoor cut to lob, but he's out of bounds and a turnover on Ava. Couldn't quite handle the pass. Ava turns it over, and Willow will have it back with a chance to regain the lead. Full court press by the Douglas County Bears. Colby in the backcourt. Draws the trap, gets it to Brady. Brady behind his back, gives it to Colby. Colby to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound Lee on the block. Caden will clear it back to Brady. Brady, crossover. Free throw line jumper is blocked and taken away by Ava. This one arms it ahead. Give it up to Lobb. Lobb in front of the Ava bench. He'll go to the block for the basket. Shot up. No, but he's fouled. And Jacob Lobb will go to the line shooting two for Ava. And a chance to put Ava back in front.
Lee's got two personal fouls here back to back. So
Bear offense just kind of sputters and 27 points halfway through the third quarter. Just it's a low total. Free throw is good by Lobb. Ava back in front. Dean Thompson, the Jameses, and Lee. Five on the floor for the Bears. Second free throw is good. And Ava back in front now, 29-27. Bears had a three-point lead at the half, but they've scored only 4 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Down by two, Caden Lee into the corner for Thompson. Colby in the corner. Lee for three, no good. Rebound Ava. Lob in the backcourt. Wants to run with it. Gets it across midcourt along the sideline to Swadesh. Swadesh to the block. Kicks it out the pit. Open three is short, and Colby's got the rebound. Colby down the floor to Brady. Brady a pass to the basket. Shot up. Missed it short. Thompson had the rebound, but it was taken away by Swadesh. Now it's flicked off and Ava there to Brady James. The Dean puts it up. No good. And now James with the foul on the rebound. Ava will have possession.
Wow.
With opportunities, they're just not going down. Coach Forrest, take another timeout. 3:24 to go third quarter. Ava leading Willow 29-27. Back in 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation.
It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
3:24 left to go in the third quarter. Ava has regained the lead on the Willow Bears, 29-27, and Ava will have the ball as we resume action. Good timeout by Coach Forrest there.
We don't have shooting percentage stats. Megan would be keeping that for us, but it's not good. I know that.
Abysmal.
Ava. Into the paint. Lob has it go off the shoe of James Dean. It'll stay with Ava. And that's kind of the stuff that the Bears have run into as well. Those kind of plays that 50-50 on where they go, they're going to go with Ava here in the third quarter. The Blue Bears will inbound. Get it to Lob. Up to Pitts at midcourt. All this happening with one of Ava's better players hurt and on the bench. As Harville, turnaround jumper in the paint is good. Ava back up by four now. Colby into the front court. One arms it to Brady. Back to Colby at the logo. He'll dribble to the right side. One arms it to Lee. Caden. Back to Colby. Colby trying to split the defense and gets held up, able to get away from it. And Lee has it on the left wing.
We just have no confidence on the offensive end. Nothing happened there.
Very good way to say it. Brady James buries a three. Maybe that'll give some confidence. James with a little sidestep and a big three. And Will trails by one. 2:20 to go third quarter. Lob underneath, tipped away by Dean, but right back to Lob. Lob, big jump stop, puts up a runner, won't go. Colby with the rebound. Colby down the floor, all the way to the basket. High arcing shot goes down. Nothing but net. And Willow on a 5-0 run with a one-point lead. Lob hands it off to Swadesh. Swadesh in the paint. Clears it into the corner. Jenny for three. Won't go. Colby with the rebound. Colby wants to go quick. Goes to the sideline. To the block. To the basket. Arcing shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Ava. It'll stay with Willow.
Good
the
job
pace has set up. That's what the Bears are wanting to do.
When it does, the Bears react well.
Yes. They want to run, but Ava has done a nice job of slowing them down. Brady inbounds to Colby for three. Got it. That looks easy. And just like that, Willow on a 8-0 run again, lead by four. Similar to how they ended the half. Trying to end the third quarter in a similar fashion. 90 seconds to go in the third. Harville open for three left side. It's short. James Dean with the rebound and draws the foul. That'll be Ava's first foul of the half.
Mm-hmm.
And Willow will take it out of bounds. Grant Swadesh with his leg propped up on the bench. I don't think he's going to be returning to the game. He's got a big bag of ice on that ankle. Coming in, we don't have a number for number 10 for Ava.
None of the numbers matched up.
From the digital program?
From the digital program, no. Absolutely none of them.
Very thankful for Tyler at Cause Radio for providing us with some correct jersey information. Frigga at the free throw line for Willow.
Oh.
15 seconds on the shot clock, a minute to play in the third, and a foul. Reach-in foul going to be called on Harville. It's the second team foul, only the first on Harville. That'll reset the shot clock to 35, 57 seconds in the quarter. Colby, quick catch and release on the inbound, buries it.
Seven, a good quarter.
Colby is heating up, and the Bears have their biggest lead of the night at six, 37-31. Harville across midcourt. There's a left side for Melton. Hits in the corner. Looks underneath, takes off, trying to go baseline. Brady shuts him down pretty well, but they're going to call a foul on Brady James. And Coach Jenkins will take a timeout. 36 seconds to go, third quarter. Willow lead Ava 37-31. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
36 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Willow Bears leading Ava 37-31, but it has not been easy, Marty.
Not at all. This Ava team will always give you everything it's got, and their defense has been good tonight. Ava will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll throw it in the pits up top to Melton. Harville, top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line. Working on Colby, spins, puts up a floater, and it goes down. Good move.
Harville's been a real boost for them here in the third quarter.
Ava showing a little pressure. Now they'll back off. Willow by four, 15 seconds to go third quarter. Shot clock is off. Colby at the logo. Dribbles to the right side with eight. Colby spins, gives it to Brady. Pull up three is off the mark. Rebound comes out long. Tipped. Saved by Colby to Pitt. Half-court shot is no good. And that's the end of quarter number three. We head to the fourth quarter from Stratford. Consolation bracket. Battle of the SCA teams. Willow leading Ava 37-33. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Fourth quarter getting underway here at Stratford. Bears leading Ava 37-33. Colby with the ball. Willow looks to add to their four-point lead to try to close out a game, which has been something that's proven challenging for the Bears the last couple of seasons. Leading by four here, Brody Thompson on the right wing. Up to Brady James, spots for three, and no good. Rims out. Rebound, Swadesh. Throws it down the floor. Ava wants to run with it a little bit. Now they'll slow it down. Get it up top to Swadesh. Swadesh,
long
step. No, they're going to call a foul on the floor and give the ball to Ava out of bounds.
I guess when he walked.
Yeah,
he
was bumped. On the way to the basket. So Ava will inbound on the baseline. Jenkins saying, well, there's a shot there, right?
Well, but before the shot.
Probably should be happy he got the foul.
Frigga.
Inbound. Pitts open three. Got it. Big three there for Pitts and the Ava Bears. And it's a one-point game. 7:15 to go. Looks like it's always a close game when these two teams play. Caden Lee, top of the key. The Brady James. Brady. Colby. Colby, baseline. Jumper is short. Rebound, Ava.
All Ava on the boards.
Arville. Coming back the other direction. To the free throw line. Back to Swadesh. Going to go baseline, and he fouled. Ava will take it out of bounds. I didn't see a ton of contact there. Briga will pick up the foul. Third, that's a quiet three fouls. Haven't had too many fouls in the game.
He's had two in a row, and Swadesh picked up those two.
Ava with the inbound, looking for the lead with 6:45 to play. Arville spins, draws the foul, and it's on the floor, so Ava will take it out of bounds again.
Already, though, the third. Third foul on the Bears.
Minute 15 into the fourth quarter, three fouls.
That's not a good sign.
The first on Colby. Swadesh will inbound. And Ava, once again, plays for the lead. Pitt gets around. Brady James goes to the basket, draws the foul. And this time it's a shooting foul.
Yeah.
That's four fouls in 90 seconds. Willow. And Pitt's at the line with a chance to tie it or take the lead.
And the next foul will be an automatic trip to the
Ava's
free throw line for Ava.
Free throws the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Free throw is good. Hits the front of the rim, falls in, and we're tied at 37. Second one is good as well, and Ava back on top, 38-37 with 6:30 left to play. Colby into the front court, sends it to Lee. Lee takes the screen to McGinnis, back to Colby. Colby gets rid of his defenders, lays it off the glass, won't go, tie up on the rebound. Jump ball, position arrow will go back to Ava.
Well, once again, the Bears scoring. They haven't done any in the fourth quarter. 0 points so far.
Kind of coming spurts tonight, and there's a travel. No, it's a timeout by Ava. 6:13 to play in the ball game. Ava leads Willow 38-37. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Fourth quarter, and it's been, it's been a back-and-forth game. Ava has led most of the way, really, up until the very end of the first half. Willow kind of took control in the third quarter, but now Ava has come back and outscored the Bears 4-0 to start this fourth quarter and lead at 38-37, and Ava has the ball. So, Coach Jenkins, I'm sure, has a strategy that he wants to implement with the lead here.
Ava's done a nice job defensively and just disrupting the Bear offense. Willow's had a woeful shooting night. The shots are not falling, and every time they try to speed it up, it just seems like they can't keep that going. But the last couple of quarters, the Bears have gone on little 8-0 runs that have kind of put them back in front, so they need one of those right about now. Ava will inbound, looking to build on their one-point lead. Arville on the right side gets loose, pull-up jumper, in and out, rebound Brady James. Brady down the floor to Lee. Lee to the block, to the basket, draws foul. And Lee will go to the line shooting two for the Bears, and a chance for Willow to tie or take the lead.
Fourth foul on Brock Swadish.
Wow, that's a big foul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a lot of fouls tonight, but seems like they're finding just a couple of guys. Lee misses his first free throw. 6 minutes to play in the game tonight. Winner to play Cassville tomorrow at 12:30. Loser will play Buffalo at 11. Free throw is good, and we are tied at 38 all. New game with 6 minutes to play. Arville across midcourt. Gives it to Pitts. Pitts is past tip. Swadish has got it. Throws it into the corner. Back up top to Arville. Arville sends it over to Pitts. 15 on the shot clock. Ava opens three short, and Colby's got the rebound. Colby wants to run. All the way to the block. Pull-up jumper is blocked by Ava. Ava will cross midcourt. Arville takes off, gets to the block, trying to force up a shot, and it won't go. Falls down, no foul. Colby with the rebound, ahead to Brady. Back to Colby. Colby pulls back out of traffic. Now dribbles to the right side, hands off to Lee. Lee to Brady James. 5 minutes left to play, tied at 38. Shot clock at 15. Brody Thompson to Colby James. Colby takes off to the paint, to the basket, high off the glass, won't go. Rebound, Ava. Swadish with the rebound. Arville down the floor to Melton. Melton on the block, fouled by McGinnis. And Melton will go to the line shooting two for Ava with 4:44 to play. Ava with an opportunity to get back in front. And Bears just not capitalizing on opportunity. First free throw by Melton is no good. Off the back of the rim. Feeling Ava's probably going to be shooting quite a few free throws.
Yeah.
Here in the next 4:44. The official goes over to the scorer's table, wants some clarification on something, making sure everybody's got their fouls correct, maybe. Scoreboard shows one on McGinnis. Is that what you've got?
Yep.
And everything seems to be on the up and up. So Melton, after standing there for a minute, will shoot his second free throw, and that one's off as well. But Swadish gets the rebound. And Ava's got new life. Arville for three, missed it short. but Ava with the rebound. Crank a three, no good. Rebound, Willow. Colby tips it to McGinnis. Colby James across the logo. Colby falls down, but spins it to Lee just in time. Caden being guarded by Harville very closely, and there's a whistle. Foul on Harville, and the Bears will take it out of bounds.
Yeah, the team don't like Colby.
Colby fell down,
and they cheered.
The bench erupted. I think they were giving a little credit, too much credit maybe to the defense there, and maybe I think Colby just split a little bit.
Yeah.
Good defense, though. You know. Willow will inbound in front of the bleachers. 4:21 to play, 38 all. Brody Thompson to inbound. They'll give it to Colby. Colby will look things over. Give it to Lee. To Thompson in front of the Willow bench. Up to James Dean. Caden Lee open. Didn't take it. Drives to the free throw line. Kick it back to Brady James. Brady underneath. All kinds of traffic there. And it's tipped out of bounds by Ava. Willow can breathe a bit of a sigh of relief there as that had turnover written all over it. Willow will inbound. Underneath their own basket on the baseline halfway through the fourth quarter. Milton comes back in for Ava replacing Swadesh. Swadesh has four fouls. And that's Brock Swadesh as Grant Swadesh out of the game with an ankle injury. Lee trying to get it in. Does so to Colby. Colby will dribble to the logo. Takes off to the right side. Gets into the paint and travels. Trying to get the pass off. Couldn't do it before he shuffled his feet. And Ava takes it back with a chance to get the lead. And Swadesh checks back in. Doing a little offense for defense here. Melton comes out. Swadesh comes in. 3:50 left to play. Harville brings it across midcourt. Runs into a trap. Throws it to Lobb for three. Won't go. There's Swadesh with another rebound. Outlet pass, though, is juggled out of bounds off Harville. And Willow will take it back. Neither team really looking like they want to take this game over and win it at this point. Swadesh back out. Melton back in. As Coach Jenkins trying to protect Swadesh and do offense for defense here. 3:30 left to play. Brady James to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. Good. Willow in front. 40-38. 3:20 to play. Ava quickly into the front court. Pick up the dribble. Hand it off to Lobb. Lobb takes a jump stop to the top of the key. Hands it back to Melton. Now Harville with 20 on the shot clock. They'll work it around the three-point arc. Melton in the corner. Backs it off. And a push off by Denny. No whistle. 3 minutes to play. 8 on the shot clock. Harville with 5. And he runs over Colby James. They'll call Colby for the foul. And Harville will go to the free throw line with a chance to tie it up with 2:54 to play.
Harville off the bench has been a real spark plug for the Ava Bears tonight.
Good player.
Didn't play in the first half, but he's a second-half player. He's had 7 points for him.
Wiping some sweat up on the baseline under the basket there. Coach Mike Wilson in attendance tonight. Of course, he's got ties to Stratford, and he had a lot of close games against Ava as well back in his coaching tenure at Willow. Free throw is no good by Harville. Ava was a nemesis for the Bears during the Coach Wilson run.
And then a nemesis for years.
Second free throw is no good. Missed them both, and Brody Thompson with a good block out and rebound there. Willow, that's an important rebound. Bears get it across the timeline. They got the numbers, but nearly throw it away. James Dean on the baseline clears it back to Colby with 2:40 left to play. Bears with a 2-point lead. Important possession here to try to get it, make it a 2-possession game. Brady James up top. Dribbles to the right side. Hands it to Brody Thompson. Brody drives in. Gets it to Dean in the paint. Jumper won't go. Melton with the rebound. Melton drives down the floor, and a timeout called by Coach Jenkins and the Ava Bears. 2:20 to play in the ball game. Willow leads Ava 40-38. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Stratford. Got a real tight one going here in the late going of the fourth quarter. Willow Springs leading Ava 40-38. But Ava has the ball, so it has been a good one, tight one. Wouldn't necessarily say that shooting has been great, but
no.
Outside of that, the Bears have played pretty well. More the shooting has been off.
Give some credit to Ava's defense. Coach Jenkins seems to play good defense, and this one is no exception. Ava will have the ball after the timeout. Chance to tie or take the lead here. Get it into Harville. Harville takes the screen and throws it to Pitts. Underneath they go to Denny, and James Dean commits the foul, and Tristan Denny will go to the line for Ava. Chance to tie it up. Denny may have got a little popped in the nose there as he's wiping his nose. No blood. So we'll play on. Denny, first free throw. Up and good. Makes it a one-point game. Waddish out. Melton in. And Denny with a free throw here. Try to tie it up. A very quiet Stratford gym, and it is no good. Colby James there for the rebound. Bears keep a one-point lead. Need to build on it with this possession. Colby. Lee on the right side. Lee, pivot. Colby back to get it. Colby shakes the defender loose and draws the foul. That's the third team foul on Ava. Willow will take it on the baseline out of bounds.
And it'll reset the 35-second clock.
Denny comes out for Ava. Lob back in. 2 minutes. Two-minute warning here in Stratford. This game is very much in doubt for both teams, and now the official wants to wipe down the basketball. It's been a hard-fought game. What started as kind of a fast-moving game has really slowed down here in the second half.
For multiple reasons.
Caden Lee will trigger the inbound. Looking for Brady James, right side. Jumper good. There's been a really nice job on our inbound plays. And there's another one. And Willow up by three. Still a one-possession game, though. Pitts to Harville. The minute 45 to play. Melton up top. Lob. Being guarded by Thompson. Goes between his legs. Gets to the free throw line. Gets it back to Kuntz. Denny. Holds it on his hip. Up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And a foul away from the ball, and that's not what you wanted to do if you're Willow. Sends Ava to the line.
Brady James picks up his third personal foul. Timeout call.
Willow will take the timeout. 90 seconds to play. Willow leading by three. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field. Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, it's still in doubt here. 1:28 left to go in the ball game, and it's a close one, 42-39. Bears up by three from the Willow Bears. Ava Bears will be going to the line to shoot free throws. They had away from the ball foul on Brady James, and that will send someone to the line for Ava. We don't really know who. Some mystery player, number 10. I believe the PA announcer is going in two.
Okay. So that's what I'm going to go with. But if you're from Ava, and I'm not saying it, I'm sorry. Kind of a smaller guy.
He's not been in the game very much.
I don't think he was planning on coming in, but when Swadesh went out with the injury, he had to pull off the warm-up and come in, and he misses his first free throw. He'll try to pick this one up. Willow leading by three. Second free throw is good. He makes one of two, and it's a two-point lead for the Bears from Willow with 90 seconds left to play. Full court press by Ava. Caden Lee breaks the press ahead to Brody Thompson. Back to Lee. Layup is good. Great execution by Willow, and it's a two-possession game. Four-point lead for the Willow Bears. Pissed across the timeline. Gives it to Lob. Lob has it tipped away. Brady James comes away with it. Brady, right block to the basket, missed the layup. Rebound. Ava's got it. Melton clears it. And Ava will look for a quick score here. Harville to Pitt. Nobody guarding him. To the block, draws the foul. Brady James committed the foul. He was way too late to that action. Nobody followed the ball. And Pitts found himself all alone on the block. He was as surprised as anybody. And he'll go to the line with a chance to get this back to a one-possession game. Free throw is short. No good. They've struggled a little bit from the line.
They have. They've not done well here in the late going at the free throw line.
52 seconds left to go in the ball game. Second free throw is good. And it is back to a one-possession game. Three-point lead for Willow, 52 seconds to play. Again, full court press from Ava. Brady James in the backcourt. Draws the defense to Lee. Back to Brady. Brady gets it across midcourt. Skips it to Thompson. Up top. Ooh, Colby thought about the open three. Wisely didn't take it. Now he's being chased and fouled by Koontz. That's the four still foul on Ava.
Yeah, it won't get the Bears to the – won't get Willow to the free throw line. Only the fourth team foul on Ava.
Colby plays by instinct a lot, but that was a really smart play. You could tell he wanted to take that open three.
Okay.
Instinct to take it,
35,
but he didn't do it.
35 seconds left in the game and the clock.
And there's the foul.
Okay. So
and now the shot clock is off.
Yeah.
And
should be.
The Bears will go to the line shooting free throws now. Colby will go there. Every trip to the line is two free throws. It's a three-point lead. So, again, if you're Willow, the goal is just to keep this. Right now it's a one-possession game. You want to make it a two-possession game. Colby's free throw is no good. Swadesh in for Melton. Dean, Thompson, Lee, James brothers on the floor for Willow. Colby needs this one. Second one is good. Nothing but net. Four-point lead for Willow. McGinnis comes in for Dean. No shot clock. 34 seconds to play. Harville has it in the backcourt. Ahead to Pitt. Pitt to Koontz in the corner. Up top. Lob open. Three. Got it. Timeout. Ava. 24 seconds to play. And it's a 1-point game. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We buy cars. We are not only the best place to buy a car, but we are also the best place to sell your car. Stop by with your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Now you last year. Welcome back to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Very late going here. We have a 45-44 game. Willow ahead of Ava by one. Willow will have the ball when we get back to action. Probably Ava will put the press on, I would guess, and probably not allow Willow to move very far before they foul him.
Yeah, 24 seconds left. Ava, they want time, and the Bears are good at breaking the press normally. So if it's Coach Jenkins, I don't think you give them much of an opportunity to waste time. Colby takes the inbound pass. So Brady being chased back to Colby. Colby.
Timeout.
So Brady got to get it across now, and there's a timeout from Coach Forrest.
Thank goodness.
Not a bad strategy there. They ran 9 seconds
off.
Got the timeouts. So I can kind of see the strategy there. Full timeout for the Bears. We'll be back for the conclusion of a tight one in Stratford in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
45-44, our score here. Willow and Ava doing battle in the consolation bracket of the Stratford tournament. And it's a tight one. Willow with the ball. And about 13, 14 seconds, something like that left. Willow will inbound after calling a timeout, running about 10 seconds off the clock. Willow will inbound at midcourt.
Both teams have one timeout remaining, 13.8. on the clock. Lee will inbound to Colby in the backcourt, and the foul on Colby with 12.2. will send the senior back to the free throw line for some clutch free throws.
Yes, very clutch indeed. And Ava will still be just a one possession game.
That's the best Colby can do here is make it a 3-point game. First free throw is good. 46-44 is the Willow lead. No team has led by more than five for the whole night. It's just been a tight game throughout. Just kind of a slugfest here in Stratford. Second free throw for Colby in a quiet Stratford gymnasium. Buries it. The senior with a couple of clutch free throws. It's a 3-point game, and Coach Jenkins will use his final timeout with 12 seconds left to play. We'll just keep it. Well, no, it is a full timeout. So Jack will take a 30-second
keeping Jack
time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
12.2 seconds on the clock as this one winds down here in Stratford. 47-44. Willow leading by three, but Ava will have the ball when we resume. Coach Jenkins, very strategic coach, and I'm sure he's got something planned here to set them up to get a three.
Probably looking at Lob or Harville. Those have been the guys that hit three-pointers tonight. And I really like Lob's shot. I think the Bears need to try to keep him open. And if you're the Bears, you can foul and put him on the line. And they've just got two free throws.
Right.
The problem is the Bears don't rebound especially well. So if you do that, you run the risk of a putback.
Right.
And an extra possession there for Ava. So 12 seconds. Ava will have the length of the floor to go. Down by three to Willow. Pitts will inbound. And he does. Harville, clock is running. Harvel with eight across midcourt. Harvel up top, lob, trying to get a three off and does. It is no good. Kobe's got the rebound. There's the foul with 1 second. Ava had their shot.
They did.
And a good defensive effort. Caden Lee, I believe, was the defender on lob and did a really nice job. I thought they might whistle him for a foul, but they didn't. And that was really Ava's shot right there. And they committed the quick foul, but now with just 1 second left, Colby at the line. He'll get a couple of free throws, and that one does it. First one is good. It's a four-point lead for the Bears, and Willow will advance to the consolation finals tomorrow to take on Cassville. Second free throw by Colby is good. Ava will inbound, but it's too late for the Ava Bears. Willow survives in Stratford. 49-44 is the final to pick up their first win of 25-26. We'll take a 2 minute time away. Come back with your final stats and chat with Coach Forrest in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We buy cars. We are not only the best place to buy a car, but we are also the best place to sell your car. Stop by with your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Stratford, the Bears survive 49-44, beating Ava for their first victory of the season, joined by Coach Forrest. And, Dustin, you had a couple of days off there after, a disappointing opening night, but able to kind of rally the troops, get a win here tonight. It wasn't always pretty, but you needed to. It's always good to get that first one, right? Yeah. Get that out of the way.
Yeah, I got that monkey off our back. I think we've played 7 or 8 times. I was looking back, and only one time has it been over a 10-point game.
Yeah, it never. It's always close.
It never.
It doesn't matter what the other team is.
When you got conference foes that see each other all the time, and I'll give Riley a ton of credit. Me and Riley are close. We go back to the same coach, same school, so I know he battles, and he gets his kids to play hard nonstop, and they're going to scrap you, and they're going to guard you, and they're going to make things hard on you, and they're not going to quit, no matter what. We make a run, get up 7 or 8, and then boom, they'd be right back in it. But I was proud of my guys when things necessarily weren't going our way. Brady stepped up and had a big game, missed the first few shots, and then he turned it on. I think he had 17 or 18 points. We did not what I wanted, but a little better on the boards. There was some effort there. We still got a long ways to go there. But getting that first one and coming out with a win, that's, the end of the day, I can sit here and be frustrated with some things that happened, but I'd be a lot more frustrated if we lost. So I will take a win any day, no matter what it looks like. So
be a little bit better bus ride back from Strapper tonight, and it'll be a quick turnaround tomorrow, but a good opportunity to get two wins out of this tournament.
Yeah, you know, that's the plan. You know, that's the plan. When you drop the first one, you go in the mindset of, hey, we're going to find a way to get two, and we come out here with two. And we'll have an opportunity tomorrow. Castle's going to be good. They're athletic. They're well-coached. They got their Mount Vernon's old coach is now there, and he's had a lot of success and coached a long time, so their kids will be ready to play in the morning. And I think that's just the key for us is coming out ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to make excuses. We're banged up a little bit. You know, I still got – about every guy on the team's got something bruised, swollen right now, and you don't want that at the beginning of the year, but that's what we got, and it's going to make us tougher in the end. So that'll be key. You know, hey, getting back, it's going to be getting back late, and we're going to be back in the gym at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning getting ready to roll up here, and will we be ready to play the game? You know, if we come out ready, I think we'll have a good chance.
All right, well, we'll let you get home.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
Get the rest.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Congratulations, Coach Forrest, for the Bears, picking up win number one tonight, 49-44, the final against the Ava Bears, the SCA contest tonight. Larry's still figuring up final statistics. As we'll remind you, tomorrow, 12:30 is the scheduled tip-off tomorrow, 12:30, Bears and the Cassville Wildcats.
With my homemade score sheet, I've not done a good job.
It looks good.
It's not coming out right.
All right. Well.
Final score was what? What was the final?
49-44.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm close. All right, here we go. The finals for the Bears, as far as rebounding goes, it wasn't bad. They were out-rebounded in the game by two, 35-33. So total team rebounds pretty close and a better job rebounding. The Bears did a better job on the board than they did Tuesday night against Sparta, that's for sure. And let's see, turnovers, the Bears did not do well there. They had 11 turnovers and only six for Ava, so they didn't force Ava into many turnovers at all. Scoring for the Bears in their win tonight, Kobe James led everybody with 24 points. Little brother Brady had 12, was what I had him for. And then 3 points for, check that, 8 points for Caden Lee. Lee working on that bad ankle, still had 8 points. 5 points for McGinnis, and that's it. That was the scoring for the Bears. For the Ava Bears, they had a lot of different scores. Melton had 8. Pitts had 7. 4 for Brock Swadesh. 13 for Lobb. 7 for Harville. And then 1 point for Kuntz and 1 point for somebody else on my score sheet. I don't even have a place for him, so I don't know who scored that other point, but Denny, I think, was the other one that scored a point. And that's about it. That's about the way the scoring went tonight. Bears come back and win it. They were ahead at halftime, 23-20, and wound up winning by 4, so it was close all the way through. Good game.
Tight game. Bears win it. We will head back Willow and join you again tomorrow, 12:30, Bears and the Cassville Wildcats back here at Stratford. Thanks to Jack back at the studio. For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Stratford.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who is involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigid Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.